Ralph's son, Nathan Gates, said that he passed away on Monday shortly after 1 p.m. at a VA hospice in Salt Lake. He was born January 24, 1925, in Chicago, though the family moved to Nashville, where he was raised. Although Ralph interviewed dozens of people about their life stories, his own was hard to match. As a young man, he worked on the Manhattan Project at Los Alamos, New Mexico. In speeches and in his written memoirs, he recalled volunteering to his local draft board during World War II, where he was told to continue his engineering studies at college till he was needed. In 1944, he got the call, traveled with other recruits cross-country in a secretive convoy, and arrived at Los Alamos at the tail end of the war. According to Nathan, his dad recalled sometimes sitting at the same lunch table as J. Robert Oppenheimer. Ralph worked on the explosive lenses that detonated the plutonium in the bomb dropped over Nagasaki. Nathan said the work was risky enough that that division worked behind a land berm so that if a mishap occurred, they might be killed, but the rest of the camp would be safe. After the war, Ralph went to MIT, went to work for a chemical company, and raised a family mostly in Connecticut, consisting, Nathan said, of himself, two older brothers, and a younger sister. Ralph was married and divorced twice. Then in 1990, he moved to Park City with his partner, Fran Kennedy. She predeceased him. Park City librarian Adrian Herrick-Juarez said when she first came to town, she met Ralph and heard about his history project.
He took the time and the care to interview them and archive those recordings. And thankfully, he thought to donate many of those discs to the library. We currently have them in our cataloging department, and we've been working toward creating public access. But they are in a safe place, and we're very happy that he did that. It's going to be a wonderful part of Park City as we have those voices at our access moving into the future.
She said she was shocked and saddened to hear about the passing of a special person.
Just a generous spirit. He really cared about history. He really cared about the development of communities and the personalities that went into making us what we are here in Park City.
She said the library has 80 of Gates' recordings from Park City locals. Nathan Gates estimated there are probably 40 to 60 more outstanding. Nathan said Park City had been heaven for his dad, and Ralph wanted to record the very unique story of a diverse population.
He's interviewed all sorts of people that are business owners here. He's interviewed some of the, more recently he really got it under his in his craw to interview a bunch of the Hispanic immigrants that are here, and a few others, nationalities. That are really the backbone of this town. They're not necessarily the business owners, at least some of them are becoming that, but some of them are just, they've come here to do what our founding fathers did. They came here for a better life. And that was really important to him. The legal versus illegal, he didn't want to get into the politics of that. He just cared about the people and their motivations, and these are the people that made the town.
He said Ralph loved to sing, and he was skiing until the age of 90. Nathan said he hopes to organize a memorial gathering in the near future. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroth.